Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
What's going down? Episode 57 of Arms House to your mother's house. Shit, I'm fucking hungover, man, so you're gonna have to carry this episode
theme. Are you hungover, yeah?
A little bit, yeah. Not massively, but yeah, I had a little bit too much last night.
What was going on last night?
I was actually working. I was working this event. It's like kind of, I've been doing a couple of things for this, like it's the 50 years of hip hop, but it's just some fucking office Christmas party and they just got more money than sense. So they built a fucking, they decorated the whole venue like it looked like a New York subway station. And they built a fucking New York train, like out of wood and metal and shit. And then they got me to paint all over it and shit.
Nice.
And then
did it look realistic? Did it look like a train?
Oh, mate, I'll put a picture of it here, man. It looks sick. Shout out to my mate Odyssey, who came down, helped me out. But then at the event, which was yesterday, they just wanted us to hang out with the guests and have marker pens so that we could like put people up on the walls and shit, man. It was just a piece of piss. We were just walking around drinking from the free bar, basically, man. But yeah, it was a great... And fucking Black Eyed Peas performed. And Fatboy Slim. Yeah, it was some crazy big money event, man. It was crazy. They got more money than sense, man.
Black Eyed Peas. Your favorite.
But you know... But you know Black Eyed Peas, you know they're not actually peas.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the actual food.
Yeah.
Well, they're still thinking about the band.
Fuck, I ruined the joke, man. You know the Black Eyed Peas, they're not actually peas.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they're cunts. Sorry, I fucked it. But, you know, no, yeah, they did.
What's that? That's absolutely dog shit. I know. You didn't fuck it. That's the joke. Where did you get that joke from? Did you make that up?
Nah, Odyssey said it to me. It was hilarious when he said it. I fucked it, though. Like, because it was all, like, hip-hop themed. You know, so they had the graph element.
So they got some... Fatboy Slim.
Yeah, well.
Biggest DJ in hip-hop.
I mean, he's technically not hip-hop, but, you know, there's some crossover. But also, you know, it was at the end of the night. They wanted something a bit more, you know, a jump up.
A bit more Fat Man Scoop, Fat Man D.
Fat Man Scoop, they should have got. That would have been sick.
Fat Man Scoop, quickly
clap. that would have been jokes. Yeah, and they had B-boys there. I can't remember. There was their famous B-boy group here from England. I can't remember their names though. And they had a rap battle. They flew in two dudes from America. I don't know if you know Illmaculate and Passwords.
Illmaculate.
Yeah, they're from like the
He's
LA.
A battle rapper, no?
Yeah, yeah, they're both, well, they're, yeah. Yeah, rappers, battle rappers. And yeah, they did a thing on the stage and also fucking Prime Cuts was there, man. And my mate Terry Hooligan, I saw Genesis Elijah. He was there, but he was just helping out Terry, just helping him drive about or something. I saw him outside the front, man. So salute to him. Sorry, Akit.
Sorry, Akit.
Sorry, mate. I'm sorry, man. Akit. This is not a good start for Akit, man.
I want Akit on by Christmas. She said around Christmas.
Let's do it, Akit. Come on, man. I promise no bodily functions will happen on that episode. But yeah, Prime Cuts and Terry Hooligan were there doing DJ workshops in the back, and he had his SP1200 and he had his Roland 808. It was just a really cool hangout. Like I said, free bar. It was just...
What, it's Christmas party for someone?
It was just a big Christmas party for a company I don't even know. I couldn't even tell you the name of the company, man. I was working.
And they organized a hip hop themed Christmas party.
Well, yeah, 50 years of hip hop in it. So they like kind of latched onto that thing, and yeah, and that was the theme basically.
Look at them go, yeah, employing Fat Man. What was his name? Fat Man D.
Fat Man Scoop. No.
Fat Man D was a wicked jungle MC, wasn't he?
Yeah, Fat Boy Slim. Yeah, and they had DJ Flip and another guy.
Getting man to paint trains.
Yeah, it looked really cool. I mean, the set was fucking no expense spared, man. It looked fucking crazy. and I got to meet the people at the set thing. And while I, because I couldn't paint it in the venue, so I went to the Woking, to the industrial estate where they built the set, and yeah, painted it there a couple of days ago. And they literally just said, "Yeah, do what you want." They were like, "Graph it up." Like, they weren't like those annoying clients going, "No, we want this and like that. No, not like that. Yeah, like this and like that. We want 1,000 sketches before you touch anything."
Just make it look like graph, please.
They were just like, it's New York in the Bronx, you know what I mean? Like, Bronx it up, you know what I mean? Like,
who did you put up? Did you do like old tags?
All the New York tags, yeah. I didn't even did a cap throw up, man, on one of the things. And yeah, we put up all sorts of people. I can't remember now, man. Yeah, it was a fun event though, man. But like I said, free bar, so got home about 3 o'clock.
Who did you paint for the piece?
No, well, check this out. They had like, they'd created two crews. So the whole thing, there was like a battle aspect of it. There was the breakdancers battle, there was the MC battle, and then there was a DJ battle as well. Not with Fatboy D, but was these two other things. And then they kind of had like all the people,
Fatboy D,
as people came into the venue, they'd got given like a wristband or something like of a blue. They either had it in turquoise or they had it in purple. And that meant you were in one of the crews or another crew. And one of the crews was called the Code B Breakers, and the other crew was called the Algo Rhythms. I think it's a tech company now, come to think of it.
Tech heads,
yeah. So we did a Algo piece on one side of the train, and then Code B Breakers on the other side of the train. You know what I mean? That's what they want. But then we just bombed it and tagged it. And by the end of the event, the whole train was covered in tags just from people tagging it and us tagging it. And
Maddie got lit.
Yeah, I hope I didn't make a fool out of myself. I don't think I did. I might have.
Got to yurps everyone.
Yeah. But yeah, so you're going to have to carry this one, this episode, brother.
Well, listen to this. Sir.
Yeah,
I don't even know if I told you about this.
What?
I got blocked by the wife, yeah, on four different things.
Oh, shit, man.
Yeah. So, Jack, yeah. When she came back from Vegas, yeah.
Oh, no.
She came back. And the keys weren't outside in the, this is outside shed thing.
Mm.
And she didn't have them on her, yeah? Her keys.
Okay. You
know? And she went absolutely fucking militant. Damn. At me, yeah, at me.
For not leaving
the keys. Check this out. I don't know. I don't know anything. I know she's flying, but it's my Christmas party as well with my work people, yeah?
Okay.
And when at the moment she phones me, I'm in a black cab, completely rammed. Just with the owners of the business, there's three of them. Like their old mate, the accountant, you know what I mean? She's their old mate from like time ago, and like some other, you know, mad posh.
Yeah.
And they're directly facing me, yeah? Because it's the black cab, you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
And then there's the other director from the other side of the business next to me, and we're just facing all of them, yeah? With this black cab, because we've been to the first venue, going to the next venue. All I know from Andrea's thing is that she's flying back. But I know she hasn't worked out the times, yeah? And there's no way she's worked. I'm like, yo, she's leaving at like 10 o'clock Las Vegas time. It's going to be like an 8-hour flight. Then it's like 8 hours ahead anyway. Anyway, yeah. I get up and go to work. So I go to work. And it's this whole Christmas thing. Everyone's getting a bit pissed and shit like that. I'm in the taxi facing them. And I remember this huge like lorry behind us, and its lights are just completely on my pasty face. Yeah? And my phone rings like, I'm like, oh shit, it's like, hello, and it's her, yeah? So everyone quiets down, just looking at me, saying like this, yeah? She goes, absolutely,
yeah. What, in Spanish?
Fucking, yeah. Militant, you know? Even I'm a bit like this, like fuck, you know? Like, even as I'm trying to blag it, and the light is on my face, and I'm like, and she goes, fucking minute, I'm like, oh, your keys, maybe I could Uber them over to you, yeah?
Oh,
Uber my set over. And she just goes, fucking militant, yeah? And I'm just about to, I'm talking, and she puts the phone down. And I'm still talking, and she's put the phone down. She slams the phone, and then I'm like, all right, then, love. Oh, yeah, cool.
Well, just to style it out so that they don't think she hung up.
Because they all know she's hung up, because they all quieted down.
They can hear.
She was going, fucking militant. You can hear, like, blatantly, yeah, militant.
Shit.
And my whole defense in this team is that they're not my keys. I've got my keys here, and I've gone to work. That's my defense. Yeah. When there's a lockable outside bit, yeah, where you can put the keys. She's come to Las Vegas. She's come to England before she went to Las Vegas. I was at work as normal. She came and got the keys and came in. So she's got possession of those keys. Yeah?
Mm.
And then she's gone to Las Vegas. She's come back. She doesn't have possession of the keys.
Okay.
And I'm like, well, hello, this is not my fault. You know, this is not my problem. She's come back. She said, do you know how fucking tired I am? I'm absolutely fucked. The flight. And I'm going, yeah. Well, you went to Vegas. Do you know what I mean? What are you talking? Well, how's that got anything to do with me? I'm fucking dead. I'm dying outside. Going militant. And blaming me for the time thing. I'm like, Well, you went on holiday, yeah, to Vegas. When you come back, yeah, this is what happens. Yeah. This is your, what the fuck? Yeah.
Where are the keys?
You got the keys from outside, and you've been holding them. That's my whole defense.
Okay.
And they're in here when I got back, because I had to go out. And one of the two of them said, like, yo, you better get back, because everyone knew she'd got Millie in the cab. And everyone was like, is she all right?
Don't worry, she's just Venezuelan. It's all good.
Nuts, sir. So none of that's my fault that she's got back from Vegas and she's really tired and all that shit. Yeah, but she hangs up in the cab, bang. And I'm like, fucking hell. Everyone, all these like old birds are looking, is everything all right? Yeah, she sounded quite angry. The kind of shit. Hello, it's cool. Yeah, she's come back. She doesn't have the keys to get in, and she's absolutely fucking livid. Yeah.
Damn.
So I'm like, let me do a couple of hours here and then I'll bus out. But it's quite a small company, you know what I mean? I can't just bus out straight away. And I'm in, we're going to this next place. Go to the second place, stay there for a couple of hours, and I'm going to bus out.
But what, is your missus now, is she sitting outside the fucking flat?
And I said to her, just go to your cousin's house.
Yeah, go to cuz, isn't it, and act.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, yeah. And my other defence is, yeah, she never organises anything, yeah. So I phoned up Vegas before they left. I'm like, yo, Andre, what time are you going? And she's like, yeah, I'm leaving at 10, and I'm in the airport now, we've already checked out. And I'm like, okay, cool. And she immediately passes me to my brother-in-law, yeah, the geezer's got married.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, all right, mate, blow and talk to him. And so where are you going to go when you get to Heathrow? We're going to go to Acton. So I'm like, okay, sweet. They're going to Acton. Yeah. And she's using that against me. Like, yeah, of course, I'm coming to Acton. I'm coming to my house in Acton. And I'm like, no. When we say Acton, we blatantly mean, you know what I mean? Cuzzy's house.
Yeah.
Because that's where everyone goes. And I know that's where him and, you know, the couple has just got married are going. She's going fucking militant. Yeah. So I'm like, yo, I send her a text. No. Come out of this place. It's miles away, bruv. Miles away. It's in fucking, it's at the other side of the river. I'm thinking, shall I get all the Northern Line and shit to get across the river? And I see the river and I see like some bridge going on. I'm going to duck across that bridge. Get to Victoria. Say, yo, I'm coming back in 20 minutes. I could have sent the keys in Uber.
Mm.
Just get this text when I get off at the station. Because I've already left London. You're blocked and everything. That's it.
No way.
Blocked and everything. You know what I mean? She's come back. It hasn't seen me. She's said I've already left London. That's it.
Fucking hell.
Fucking livid. Yeah. And so I checked the phone, and there's like can't get through to her on the iMessage. Can't get through to her on like a phone. You know. Blocked. Thrown on WhatsApp. They're trying to block everything. Can't even see a photo. This is my wife. Yeah. Can't even see a photo. Yeah. Go to Instagram. Yeah. To see if I can send her. Blocked. Like, I can't even see her. Oh, you are not following. No.
For fuck's
sake. So I'm thinking, fucking hell, what can I do? What can I do? Fucking hell. I think, I'm a crafty motherfucker. That's what I think. Go to my work bag, get my work phone out, yeah?
Oh, did you? I thought you were going to go on LinkedIn and message her.
No. Go on the work phone.
Yeah.
Bella, blocked. Blocked on the work phone, yeah? So she would never, like, she's properly locked me off, yeah? Because the work phone, I would never bella on it, usually. I've bella on it, like, twice in my life.
Yeah. You know what I mean? She's still...
That's the only reason she's got the number, yeah? And she blocked it, yeah? She still blocked it. I'm thinking, fuck's sake, yeah?
For fuck's sake.
And it's all her fucking fault, anyway. It's her fucking key.
The drama, you know what I mean? The fucking drama.
But because I was at the fucking Christmas party, all these like birds in the cab looking at me while it was happening, like these 59, 62-year-old birds, like I'm like, fucking go militant. Yeah. Fucking hell, that was the most fucking ridiculous. If I was like the kind of geezer that got embarrassed, I would have just been like, fucking, dead.
Yeah, yeah.
But somehow blagged it and pulled it off. Yeah.
And I don't get, like, as well, like, what, like, obviously, she's a woman, but no, I'm just kidding.
Fucking militant. Like, but now she's unblocked me and everything, yeah. But okay. Because something's blatantly something to do with the blockage, right? We can't bell each other on WhatsApp.
Oh.
Because whatever she's done, it just says ringing, like on the message, just says ringing. You can't answer it or anything like that.
Oh,
I said this is blatantly because you fucking done all the fucking blocking.
Yeah, something is on the settings is changed.
So the next day, I go Friday, no, end of that week, I had to do a quiz for everyone because it's Friday.
Wait, so she
we spoke that night. Yeah, she unlocked me like the same night, and I was thinking, what the fuck you did? So the week later, we have to do like the geezer because everyone's going to do a quiz this week. Five questions each. And one of my questions was, how many applications did Andy's wife block him on there? I took a photo because I'm going to pass it around the whole office here. I took a photo of it, sent it to her. This is the question that I'm asking in the office quiz.
Should I ask them how many members of DDS can you name? No, I'm just kidding. No, that's funny. What you're going to, for real, you're going to put that in the quiz. Yeah, that's funny.
I did it. We already had it.
That's hilarious.
She's fucking Andrea by then was pissing herself. She's like, fucking can't believe it.
Yeah, it's just the dramatic fucking shit, man. And like, what did she expect to achieve?
But all the tired shit, bro. It's not my fault. In the cab, I was going, yeah, but babe, I'm at work. You know, it's one of them ones. Like, yeah, but babe, I'm at work now. You knew it's Thursday. Like, it's fucking Thursday. And at the end of the call, I'm going, it's fucking Thursday. Of course, I'm at fucking work. You know what I mean?
For fuck's sakes, man.
So we put up, mate, 2 days ago.
Yeah.
2 fucking days ago. I think it was either Thursday or Friday. I can't remember. Sat on this fucking sofa and paid $4,000 for the fucking visa.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I know.
It was a fucking disgusting thing. Never paid $4,000 on shit in my life. And that fucking, $4,000.
That's crazy. But at least that's the, you know, that's the chasing status money going to a good, a good thing, man. No, just kidding, man. I know it's both of you. Yeah, I know both of you, been working hard and saving up for this, man. And then she fucks off to Las Vegas.
No, I've been saving up.
Okay. Did she have a good time at least in Las Vegas? I know her sister or her cousin got married.
Yeah.
Her sister, right? Yeah.
Mi cuñada.
Yeah.
Got married.
And all went well, I hope.
Yeah. It looked like such a classic Las Vegas. Like, I got to be careful of what I say.
Yeah. I think you sent me...
like a classic Las Vegas wedding is all I can say.
You sent me, I think a picture or anyway. Let's listen to your track, man. Let's listen to your...
What track have I got? Because I just chose another track while I was waiting for you because you were being long.
Yeah.
So many tracks now.
Well, it's Thug War by Wu Syndicate.
Body People. Amber's absolutely mashed. This is the tune that if you can't be bothered to get right into. Sometimes I put this on and just like,
yeah,
spills out his
inspiration.
It's very long, man.
Thug war, life in streets, open a drugstore. Money is power, give me yours, we break laws. Faggot cats claiming they crook, so I'ma smack him up, his man's in them too, yo. Back him up, snatch him up, living in this do or die lifestyle for ransom. 50 G's need keys to free their grandson. Run but you can't hide, rich is what we long for. You get your wigs split back, caught in this thug war. Peace to those men who do crimes and never been arrested. Project cats with guns start to run shit. Coming from the streets of coming long dead. Get strong on for packages, tragic, some Vietnam shit. Black know you cats up in them long whips. Out of town, let's cry for Heavenly Father. You know the song, bitch. Thug war, jet black cats kicking your drugstore. Hook up the table to cheddar.
What's up?
Man, he's dead, bruv. You're dead.
I can barely keep my head up, man. You know what I mean?
Jesus Christ. What time did you get up?
I was up probably about 9 o'clock, 9:30. My cat usually wakes me up around that time.
You've had about 6 hours, bruv. You've had about 6 hours.
I've had enough sleep. I'm just,
Father Christmas does the whole world on Christmas Eve.
Isn't it? Imagine.
You're like, barely gets no sleep. You know what I mean?
Motherfucker. But what was I thinking about earlier? I was thinking about I remember back in the day, not too far back, but when like Channel 5 used to play kickboxing tournaments at like 3 a.m. and shit. This is when I had the height of my smoking weed and shit, yeah. And like, you know, staying up well late. And then like I'd always check out the, I think it was on Sunday nights or Tuesday nights, I can't remember, but like at 2 a.m, they'd be playing Thai fighting or whatever, kickboxing fights, yeah. And they were pretty cool to watch. And one night I was watching it and it came up. I was like, oh, wicked, so some kickboxing. And then it was like a one-off tournament, British Thai fighters versus Thai fighters. Mm. Yeah, it was like a tournament. I think there was
remember those. Yeah,
maybe not a tournament, but there was like 6 fights in a row. Yeah. And every time like the British guy would come in, and it was held in Thailand. Yeah, it was in Thailand.
Yeah.
And the British guy would come out it would have his stats going, you know, he's 5 foot whatever, and you know, how many, like 7 wins and 10 losses or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, it would have all the stats, like his reach and all that shit. And then the Thai fighter would come out and it would just be like age, and then it goes number of fights unknown, a number of wins unknown, like, you know, everything else, all the stats, because they just, all they do is fight, you know what I mean? These guys, they never fucking count it, you know what I'm saying? Like, they've been fighting since they were like fucking 3 years old or some shit. And every single one, the Thai guy just battered the fuck out of the English guy, yeah, like silly, yeah. And except for one fight, and I swear they put this guy in on purpose, this Thai guy, like, you know, because he was like a, I don't know, this British guy, like, fuck this one guy up. Like, he got carried off in a stretcher. It was that bad, yeah. It was like, I didn't see the guy move afterward. He could have been dead for all I know, yeah. It was that fucking bad. But there was one, I think it was like a, they threw him in there as like a sympathy thing for the British. But then the last fight came and it was like the head British guy against the head, like the most militant Thai dude, yeah.
The last boss.
And the Thai guy, he came out wearing red lipstick on his lips. Yeah, bright red lipstick. And the commentator, because the commentators were in English, and they were like, fuck, you know, what's this guy wearing lipstick? And they were like taking the piss out of him, yeah. And then ding, 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 the fight starts, yeah. And then every time they get close to each other, the Thai guy just goes like that and kisses the British guy and kicks his ass. Yeah, absolutely wipes the floor.
Like, batters him as well.
Batters him. And then all the while, he's like just kissing him as well. By the end of the fight, the British guy had just like 20 fucking lipstick marks all over his face. It was like the humiliation. Like, they were just like to add insult to injury, man. It was the funniest thing.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's exactly. To absolutely gun you while I'm doing this.
Exactly. It was just, I just remembered that. It came into my head. I remember just watching it exhilarated, man, that night. Man.
What, you were, that was on TV?
It was on TV on Channel 5.
Yeah. No, I remember the Channel 5. I remember when Channel 5 used to be a bit, just have at midnight or whatever, after that, just some, you know, random American shit all the time.
Yeah, they were just like, yeah,
when
just
it still
fill up
didn't really exist, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they exactly.
Haven't got enough people to fucking cast any shows on it.
We got some graph critique to do in a bit. We got a couple. I got a couple, but we're running low. People, send in your shit, man. Send in some graph for us.
We're always running low.
Yeah, we are always running low. I might have to start dipping into. You know, I had an idea. I was thinking, you know what, if we run out of sketches to critique, people stop sending them, then I'm just going to go to random Instagram accounts that follow us, yeah? So these are the stipulations. You've got to be following us and not be set on private, yeah? That means you're fair game, and I'm just going to screenshot your shit and we're going to gun it on the podcast. So unless you want that to happen, send him in voluntarily. Come on, people. Let's send, you know, show us some shit. We can do that. We'll save that till the end of the pod.
Do you think we should be more nice?
I mean, maybe, but people who do send them in, they go have at it, man, gun me, yo. And you know, and I hope, you know, again, I don't want to repeat myself, but I hope people realize we're not trying to dishearten people. We're just, you know, taking the mick a little bit, you know what I mean?
Don't give a fuck about no BRs though.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so good that train exists, bruv.
Yeah,
that is fucking amazing.
Isn't it?
Fucking amazing. I was looking at the photos today.
Yeah.
Fucking brilliant.
You should do another one.
It was brilliant.
Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge. All right, I'm going to play this tune. This is by Universal Soldiers, a UK hip-hop crew with
Universal
Ricochet.
Soldiers, soldiers,
yeah.
Soldiers.
And what's the other guy's name? I can't remember, man. Fuck. But this one's called Immortal Kombat.
You fight me, you win, and you're free.
You fight?
When I win, you fucking little punk, you belong to me. You understand?
Here I come, the fierce sound to pierce your drums and make you petrified. Outdating these bait rappers like Sega Mega Drive. The millennium, cause into G I'll still be selling and controlling my troops like Duke Wellington. For every time I rip a show apart, man, a man, I know I'm dark. Floating on my vibe like Noah's Ark. I got you open like a flashing zipper. Tongue sharper than the barber knife of Jack the Ripper. Me and Ultra are the baddest team. We're like two vultures on the battle scene. Flammable like sulfur and gasoline. When I'm battling, I'm battering bare breads. I massacre like Freddy Krueger versus a Care Bears. From just spitting in the London vicinity. I'll shatter marble pillars on villas in northern Italy. I lay my verse in the first take. So heavy with my street rep that when my feet step, I feel the earth shake. The batter man slang, swinging like orangutans. I bring a flavor that's X-rated. Like Shabarang, I'm labeled as the baddest of the rotten rhymers. I intertwine lines finer than cotton fibers. Me and Chiefs don't mix like water and oil. Lyrics stay hard for real. I leave you on road
like water and oil.
Can find your head over in Acton and part of your shoulder in lower Clacton.
Universal, universal, no dress rehearsal. Practice, I aim up in this game. This shit is personal. When we birth, we hurt you, twist and reverse you. Universal, worst crew. This you and universal soldiers. 5 minutes to walk in diligent. Rapper with elements of elegance, like an elephant doing backflips on your mattress. Like Wesley Snipes with no practice as an actress. Theatrics and antics of a bandit, driving a transit van through many different sandpits. I'm damn sick.
You said that.
Oh, did I? Schizophrenic rapper with many morals to live by. That when a big guy harms me in the party, bottles of Bacardi, smash him up and his army. I'm hardy. The man to harm cause I'm warmy. Snorting Charlie, swatching niggas like Arnie. My friend Delaney's got more armor than King James.
Swing chain.
Rip out the brains of rappers in range. Don't make me bring names into this conversation. Be patient, just wait for Tim West's radio station. Or 279 on Choice FM when I'm loitering. Bring my poison and starting noise and changing voice to men. And with my poison pen I'm opening my death trap. The best rap, cheeky rap rappers just have to get slapped or get their necks snapped. Whenever they stick their nose in, composing, opposing the flows that Ultra's chose. I'll leave you frozen toes and frostbitten mittens. I'm just spitting, holding his dick. You know my shit is hitting.
Universal,
universal.
Universal.
Dead, no dress rehearsal. Practice, I aim up in this game. This shit is
personal.
When we burst through, hurt you, twist, I reverse you. Universal, worst crew.
Universal soldiers there. Yeah, I want to pick up as well. There's a YouTube channel by a guy called Mount Jarvis. Yeah.
Yeah, I know that one.
Yeah, any UK hip hop stuff, he must have a big record collection because he plays, because he uploads the, and obviously American stuff as well.
I wonder who it is.
He listens to the podcast, man. He's messaged us.
Amazing man. I knew he was an amazing man.
So I just want to give him some props, man, on YouTube. Like,
if you
literally
don't listen to Armstrong, you basically don't exist.
Yeah, exactly. But like anytime I'm trying to find like some obscure like old London hip hop or UK hip hop thing, then it's always his channel that's got it, man. And he'll have the instrumental, which is, yeah, good stuff. And he's been doing it for a fucking long time now, man. So salute old Mount Jarvis on the old YouTube. Yeah, man.
Big up the Mount Jarvis, son.
You know what? Let's get into the graph critique, man. Yeah? Fuck
yeah,
it.
Boy.
Let's just get into this one time.
I really want to do this. Oh, yeah. I could talk about those reaches. I want someone to do those reaches.
No. We don't condone any sort of illegal behavior.
But
if someone were so inclined as to want to write their name,
get off your ass and do a little song.
I don't know. Theme, how do you want to present this, man?
boom reaches, bro.
All right. So, yeah. So here
maybe
they are.
Maybe we could do one of them. We could do one of them.
Well, you know, let's not incriminate anybody.
One, the Parsons one is just so good.
Well, do you want me to put the
past that building? You should put
in
it
the
up.
Edit, I'll put the picture here. Okay.
Yeah. Yo, so you see this photo, yeah?
Yeah.
The scaffolding on the side, yeah? You get on there from this scaffolding's not been up. It's just recently gone up. And now it's been up there for like a month and a bit. And they still haven't done anything, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You get onto that, obviously. Yeah. And then you see the little metal ledge on the facing wall. You can see there's been an outline and someone's cleaned it or something, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's like the silver metal edge on the big facing side of the wall, bruv. That is a fucking reach and a fucking half.
Yeah, but look, they've buffed. Yeah, but they've buffed something on there already, man.
That's you all the time, man, bruv.
Hey, yo, man, they're just gonna buff it.
That's not really getting
man.
Buffed at the moment, man. That, yeah. That's a fucking.
But what is that thing doing there?
Reach.
Why is that even there? That.
Because it used to be obviously like some advertising facing.
Okay, so
when the building's that big, bruv.
Yeah, of course.
They can put stuff up there.
You make some money on that.
There's been nothing there for time. Bruv, the fucking scaffold is there. Every time I walk past, I'm thinking, you little fucker. Kind of, is it bait for me to go and do it in the Christmas break? Bruv, it's like 40 seconds.
Yeah. I mean, look at the... I know there's bushes underneath, yeah? But that metal fence has blatantly got, you know, some dirty spikes on the top of it, man. So...
Yeah. That's for people that's for workers to stand on.
No, I'm talking down on the, you know, where that woman's walking.
The scaffolding?
No, the fence underneath it, under the tree. You can't see the top of the fence, but, oh no.
I wouldn't be using that fence. I'd be...
No, but if you when you get from the scaffolding to the other bit, I'm just saying, you want to be careful.
You get a hose pipe up the air.
You know what I mean? But again, I just got...
But what a reach! What a reach! A fat dub on there, bro.
That would look sick.
Yeah. Pies and someone else have got one like one or two blocks after that.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. All right, sweet. Let's see. So you go past there quite often, so you'll see if someone does
500 it. 500 times a day.
All right, so you'll see if someone does it. But again, we don't encourage it. If it happens,
if someone does it, we will go fucking mental. What a fucking reach. And then that sends you the other reach.
Yeah.
You see the other reach, yeah? I've never even seen this fucking reach. I think it might be one of those it's just a winter reach. You know what I mean? All the foliage and shit has dispersed and you can see the wall.
Oh, yeah.
But the wall is quite a long wall. And I'm telling you, bruv, an almshouse along there.
Ooh.
Top to bottom. You see like the top of that fucking shit dub all the way to the bottom. Those kind of size letters, just almshouse. Block letters.
But that looks like someone's balcony maybe. No, look at the floor.
No, you know what this is? This is that school. If you come out of Turner Green Station, yeah?
Mm.
You turn right and right. There's an acting school down there.
Okay.
This is just the side of that school. But that's like the first floor.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then you see this from the platform station, bruv. And just the fat arms house across.
Obviously,
there, man.
That's
I'm thinking
quite,
we should do it, bruv.
That's quite an angle there. Like, obviously, you can see it from a better angle as well, right?
Probably. But I'm saying it could be just one of those winter reaches. But it's a good... You can never get Nick doing that reach, bro.
But there's already...
Get on there, jump on that bit of roof. That's the roof, the level there.
Yeah.
But it's only like the first, you know, the first floor, the ground to the first floor up.
It looks like there's something on there already. It's hard to make out what it is.
Yeah, Doom. You know when some guy came over from Poland, did some Doom bits.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah. Me and Diet took one of his. He had the rooftop on the... On the roundabout on the A4.
Oh, yeah.
And there's
a Doom
thing on there.
Okay. All right.
And we did a theme and a diet on it.
Big up Poland.
That was a wicked reach, bruv.
It's
reach.
Still there, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a wicked reach.
Yeah, it's dope. I love that. Reach. I love going past that, man.
That's years and years old now.
Yeah.
I always think that's quite recent.
Now, I remember when you guys did it, again, you called me that night as well, and I was like, but it's raining, man, I don't know.
It won't get buffed, man.
Get buffed, man. Doom was just going to go back over it. No, I didn't say that. all right, I've sent you the first graph to critique theme. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
I'll just describe it to the people just listening. It says WAZOK, WAZOK. It's got a gray fill with darker gray.
Let's have
gray. A look, WAZA. He's got gray fill with the darker gray bubbles going through it, white highlights, kind of darkish, very dark blue outline with a shadow and green bubbles around it and a, you know, one-time thing going around it, CFC crew. I mean, yo, it's, you know, it's clean, it's nice, it's in proportion. I like the crack going through the O. I'm not a massive fan of the letters, to be honest, but that's just personal opinion, you know what I mean? Like, they're all right, don't get me wrong.
I like the O, actually.
The O's cool. Yeah, just the Z, I guess. Just the Z. And it's like blocky. The Zedotron. I mean, it's not even that bad. It follows on with the A.
The whole dub's blocky, though, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's all, like leaning off to the left. This is very well done, man. I have to admit.
I thought you were hating on it.
No, I'm not.
I was going to say, shit's all right, man. Yeah. Shit's all right. It's quite nice. All right.
No, the dude obviously knows what he's doing, and yeah, I'm not taking a piss. I mean, just a personal preference thing.
I'm sure I've seen big General Spo do them kind of O's, though, bruv, with a little bit sticking out like that in the middle.
And also another thing Spo does is like one letter will be a different color from the rest of the letters, like his O usually. Like, you know, he'll outline it in a different color and everything, and he's done the same here. He's outlined the O in black. I just realized the rest is outlined in like a dark blue. It's quite subtle.
Oh, yeah. That's well said. I didn't even clock that.
Yeah.
And General Spo there, yeah. Bon Wazok, bruv. General Spo, bruv.
We need to get him on, man.
We're getting him on.
How long have we been talking about it, man? We need to get it. We need to make it happen.
He could just come. What I reckon he should do is just come on and just lay down whatever he wants to say, and then he does one. So it's like Spo's... Spo- Scriptures from Spo, yeah, and he just comes on. This week's fucking scripture from Spo, yeah. It's fucking cunt.
Yeah, man. That would be brilliant.
He's battered it.
Yeah, absolutely battered it, and with good style as well. And, you know,
exactly.
He was quite a notorious dude as well, man. You know what I mean? Like,
Notorious.
Dun-dun-dun. All right, Wazuk. Thanks for sending that in.
Big up Wazuk, man. Big up Waz to the Zok. Wazuk.
One of them ones where, you know, it's like, yeah, it's cool.
Coming like some Polish surname, bruv. Come on, Wazuk.
You think that's Doom? That's his other name. No, I'm just kidding. All right, so...
Oh, shit. Have you got another?
Yeah, might as well do another one, innit? All right, here we go. Let's do this one. Boom.
Same. I told Andrea, I'm telling them everyone the story about you blocking me and everything.
Yes.
She's replied just now.
I'm just going to block you now again.
She knows I'm going to exaggerate.
All right. I've just sent you the next one.
These reaches. These feel like a similar reach. This feels like a reach.
What is that behind it? Is that... Oh, no. You know what this reminds me of?
Yeah.
This must be the same place where Lamppost and Rhino did their thing. It's that same wall with that thing in the background.
Same shopping mall behind it, though?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just further down the wall. Looks like it. Same size wall. I wouldn't be surprised if it's what shop it was.
But anyway, going back to Big Mouse or Moe's? Mouse?
I'm assuming Moe's. So this is a new one now. It says MOWS on a short little wall. Pink and blue fill, black outline, like a lime green one time going round it. Little highlights, shadow. What's your first thoughts looking at that, Themos?
Well, without going into it too much, bro, but the O kind of reminds me of like old school. When they used to do that shit.
Yeah, that's
kind of like it. I don't know why, just because of that, you know what I mean? There's some bits I like about it. I like the green outline. I like the way that's kind of crisp as well.
The one time, yeah. It's crisp. It's all in the right place.
Around the blocks on the left of the M and shit. And I kind of like, and it's the classic pink and blue. There's the classic pastel and pink, you know, pastel blue, pastel pink that you can't go wrong with. Sometimes when I'm wearing these headphones, I can't hear myself fucking think. And I'm feeling it. And the little red kind of blocks, yeah, maybe I'm feeling those as well a little bit. I'm feeling the shape of them shit. But the O I kind of like. I don't know why, man.
I know what you're saying about the old school feel of it, man. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
With the like the
kind of reminds me of like Gunnersbury Station back in the days, kind of Grundy Unity kind of graph.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I mean, the blue and the pink. I mean, all right. Yeah, it's okay. But
the classic peace color.
Yeah, but this.
I've been told off by chick many a time. Yeah. Feed, don't just do.
Yeah.
Like boring piece. Everyone done this piece.
Mm-hmm.
But he's right. He's 100% right. He knows everything.
Yeah, and but I don't like the lines. They're just, you know.
You're gonna hate the squiggles coming out. Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Maddie's gonna hate. Yeah, and the fact when you kind of step back and look at the whole piece as a whole, the O doesn't work because none of the other fucking letters are doing that.
I was about the S
to a little bit, but then the W's like way too like got nothing going on, man. It kind of.
I was about to go into that.
When you're doing M's and W's, maybe try and do them kind of in the same kind of flow and shit.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's they're like the M and the W, like the W is way too wide compared to the M. And it's like, and the M and the W are very straight letters. Yeah. And the O and the S are of that style you were talking about, with the whoop, 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 whoop bits. Yeah? Yeah. A bit more style to them. You know what I mean? So I don't think it goes.
If he can pull that off, I would have done that whole style and done the M and the W in that style as well.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a little bit harder, but it looks like he can do it. So he should just go ahead and do it.
Isn't it? Just do it, you fucking chief.
Highlight piece.
But the squiggles, man, in the
cracks just are decent.
Yeah, I was going to mention the cracks, but back to the squiggles. It's just they don't follow any sort of sense. You know what I mean?
No,
they don't accentuate.
That's a double thing because, yeah, if you're going to do it, you got to do it like that.
They're just like pure random. Just
and because, ooh. Yeah, because the bottom of the M goes in the middle, goes all the way to the floor, like completely different from the W, yeah?
Exactly.
And the fact that you've got schemes running through it kind of just.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like the little red and yeah, the cracks.
Mows.
Very, very
nice.
It's a nice
reach, to be fair, to get a M O W S.
Yeah.
It's quite nice.
It's all right. I mean, the M and the W, I'd probably get bored of that pretty quickly if I was writing Mows. But I like the way he's done the cracks with the cutbacks on it to make the lines extra thin and make it actually look like crumbling rock. Yeah. So those are well done, I guess. And
363 WOD. Oh, someone did something. I saw someone blatantly did it, and he put War on Trains in the middle. It was a Hammersmith City line.
What a new thing! You saw it live?
Nah, it was a photo. I can't remember what the word was, but Enter had blatantly done it.
Okay,
it's sick.
Mm-hmm.
And it has said big in white, nice white highlights in the piece, War on Trains. I was like,
Enter, he's done some great pieces, man.
Fucking.
Is he still out and about, Enter? Have I seen anything new from him?
I think he only does a little bit every very little now and again, maybe. You know what I mean? A couple of bits, coming out to do a couple of bits for you.
Is he following from the mean PFB recommendation of like battering it and then stopping for a little while, let shit die down, and then batter it and stopping for a while.
There's a lot of reasons, isn't there?
Yeah, exactly.
I've met a new lass. I've got to go and see her.
So what's up, brother, man? I'm out, man. I'm like, we're only 47 minutes in and I'm fucking
then you're completely dead.
I need to go lie down, man. What are you saying?
You absolutely did.
No. I'm good to go. What are you saying, though? Should we listen to another tune? Ooh.
This could be the worst podcast of all time.
No, it's all good. You know what? I had this one story about when I saw Guru perform live. I was going to mention it last week when we had the mighty Billy Dance on. Salute Billy Dance one more time. He let you in the crew, innit, man?
Yeah, oh yeah. How long? 9 days, I think. Now
you've been in the crew 9 days, son. How does it feel?
Nine days in MOP. It's been good.
Yeah,
it's been good. Definitely more militant, but definitely there's just like an aura of I'm better than everyone now.
Yeah,
just coming off me. Do you know what I mean? So when I go in shops and that, then I have to pay, then I have to tap my card on the Oyster thing.
No, exactly.
Just say, bro, I'm in MOP, bruv. Do you know what I mean? Like, what? That's it. Yeah. And they're like, oh shit. Yeah. Like, yeah, that's it. I'm in MOP. They're like, fucking hell. Well, just take what you want, mate, and just that's it.
Why don't you tell your missus
that?
That
fucking should be,
when bro. She got angry at you, why don't you just go, look, I'm in MOP.
I should have said, listen. I'm in fucking MOP, love.
Yeah.
But yeah, 9 days of being, it's been fucking brilliant being in MOP. Do you know what I mean? We're remixing everything
nice
that they've ever done. There's going to be a remix of Anti Up and all of that shit on It's going to be mine.
Yeah, the verse that on it. The verse that you know, because you did record a verse back then, but they just didn't make the album. So now they're, they're re-releasing it with the
yeah. They listened back to the verse and thought, "Fuck me, it's fucking sick." And I was like, "Oh, I don't know." They're like, "No, it's the best verse on it. It's the best. If we put it on it, it's going to be the best verse on it." And I was like, "Oh, well, if you want to do that." They're like, "Yeah, yeah." And then I went on the foundation, all the shit.
Yeah,
everything's getting remixed with a verse from me on it.
Nice.
And I get what I want. You know what I mean?
Sweet. Yeah, I heard DJ Premier sent you a bunch of beats as well. Now he's got like, you're like 20 beats now. You just got a
WhatsApp,
couple of them.
Mate, WhatsApp.
Yeah,
WhatsApp.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? WhatsApp. Standard on WhatsApp. It's been fucking brilliant.
But now, check this out. You're going to love the story of me seeing Guru live because it happened whilst I was in Brazil. And also, Talal was with me, man.
Episode in Brazil. So, this time with Primo.
Well, no, not with Primo, with Guru. This was
with Guru,
Primo wasn't there. This was actually. And
Talal.
Yeah, Talal was there. He was visiting. And I was going to this record shop. It was called Plano B. That was the name of the record shop. I just remembered. Plano. And it was run by. His name began with a T, man. It was a long time ago. Dreadlock guy, really cool motherfucker. Him and his missus. And I used to hang out in this record shop quite a bit. And then, you know, they got me to paint the shutters.
Speaking fluent Portuguese.
Eu falo por caralho, eu quero
fluent up. Portuguese. You know, chilling with your mates.
Chilling with my boys, man. And And I painted the shop shutters for them. I did like this alien DJ on the front thing. If I find a picture of it, I'll post it here. And then I come in one day and he's like, "Oh, we're organizing a gig for Guru. He's coming to town, so we're going to do a gig at this like quite a large venue. It's an outdoor venue, and they had this warm up act who was a DJ who does like." VJ DJing, where he plays like DJ Yoda does this, where he's playing the music on decks, turntables, but there's a projector behind him, and it's like he'll play a beat, and then on one side he'll get like a bit from a movie and cut up, scratch the voice bit from the movie, but the movie's actually playing like and like moving to the cuts. You know what I mean? Anyway. I can't remember his fucking name.
Okay,
either.
I get it. Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, and so I'm like, okay.
Very cool. Mixed media, isn't it? Very mixed media, isn't it? No, it's very good, isn't it?
I can't remember the fucker's name, man. Anyway, and then I met him years later when he was touring with The Far Side, and I was driving The Far Side about. I still can't remember his name. Anyway,
that's another story. That was also in Brazil.
No, that was in London.
That was in Brazil. Then we flew to Amsterdam, back to Brazil.
So boom. So I get tickets to this thing. So I'm like, yeah, hell yeah, I'm gonna go check Guru when he's in town. So we go. So, and then my brother.
Wait, it was just a Guru concert.
It was just Guru. Well, it was him and that fucking guy. What's his name? Solar. The controversial guy that he kind of was hanging with.
La France.
No, not the French guy, the American guy.
MC Solar.
I don't know if I even, no, I think his name was just Solar, the super producer or some bullshit like that. And him and Guru became good mates after Guru kind of fell out with Primo and Gangstar wasn't happening so much.
We'll get Primo on to
I'd love to discuss this with Primo, man. Anyway, I don't want to get too much into that whole side of things. There's plenty online that people can check out about that, and obviously Guru's untimely death, where this Solar guy was basically had all the rights to everything recorded, and Primo was trying to get his hands on that stuff so that he could release a new Gangstar album, and eventually they did. You know what I mean? That was the album that came out a couple years ago. Anyway, that's a whole other thing.
A couple of years ago is a long time ago now, I bet you.
Yeah. So
like a couple of years.
I'm like, cool, and my brother's in town. My brother, like I said, this was quite a few.
Did he come out? Yeah.
So Talal came with me, and I was like hyping up Guru to him. My brother didn't really know much about Guru and that, especially back then. So I was hyping him up.
Lady killer in Brazil.
Yeah, I was telling him, yo, Guru's like one of the illest MCs, man. You got to check this out. So we go to the gig. That DJ guy warms up, and I think there was a band playing as well. And then now it's time for Guru, and it's like 11:30 at night. No Guru now. Yeah, and we're like, oh, fuck's sake. So then we wait half an hour. They're just like a DJ playing music. Then we wait an hour. Then we wait an hour and a half. And we wait 2 hours. Still no guru. And they keep telling us, nah, he's coming. He's in town. He's coming on. We're like, okay, where the fuck is he? About 2 hours and a half late, he turns up finally. And we're like, oh, shit, okay. And he comes on stage and he's like, yeah, fucking, you know, rapping away.
Where is it? Indoors?
No, it's outdoors. It's an outdoor venue in Rio de Janeiro. I can't remember the... So he's, you know, comes on and he starts doing like some gangstar hits, you know, but like a little medley for like the first couple, you know, first few minutes. And then he's like... No, Solar's there as well. I'm pretty sure, if my memory serves me correctly. I think he was on the turntables. And then he does a little gangstar medley at the beginning, like a couple of verses off a couple of the beats and whatever. And then he goes, yo, fuck that shit. Now here's the new shit, you know what I mean? Whatever. And then he starts going into his new stuff. And I'm like, and it's not very good. Yeah, the stuff he did with this Solar guy. And it's like, you know,
you're thinking,
and I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake.
So, the gangster shit.
Yeah, and they literally did 5 minutes of gangster at the beginning. And I'm like hyping with my brother going, yeah, boy. And then he just goes into his new stuff. And I was like, oh, man. And it wasn't great, his new stuff.
Until I was like mad at
me. Yeah, my brother was like, we waited 2.5 hours. Like, he's late and what the fuck? I could see it on his face. And then even worse, yeah, Guru's like, you could see he's a bit agitated. Like, he's like not what I expected of Guru. You know, you think of Guru, the bald head slick guy, you know, mean the chill, but he was like mad, looked like mad agitated. He took his top off. And this one guy at the front of the stage, I couldn't see him because we're quite near the back, must have been tugging on his, on the cord of the mic. Because he said a couple times, stop tugging on the thing. He was like, yo, let go. Don't touch the fucking wires or whatever like that. You could hear him say it. And then it came to a point where he was like, fuck you, like that. And he dashes the microphone, takes his top off and jumps into the crowd and basically beats the shit out of this dude, yeah? And we're like, oh, shit. And then he jumps back on the stage and then continues the set. But it's all a bit aggy, you know what I mean? And then the set ends. And then, you know, then I go home and my brother's just like, yo, what the fuck was that?
Yeah. Was it not banging after he'd bust someone up?
No.
Get back up, get on the mic, and he could have played some fucking like Tons of Guns or something like that. There's nothing. I can imagine.
Nah, it was just mad. It was just weird. He just made it awkward after that, man. Anyway, so it was a bit of a letdown. A bit of a letdown. Now, the next day, I go to the record shop. You know what I mean? Talma. That was his fucking name. Talma. Salute, Talma. And I go to him. I was like, yo, what happened with Guru yesterday? And he was like, mate, you don't know what the fuck happened last night. Yeah? And I'm like, tell me. So he gives me the inside scoop. The reason why he was late was because he locked himself in his hotel room. Refused to leave. Yeah, I think he locked himself. He had like maybe a hoe in there as well, and just bare yayo. Yeah, and apparently he'd been drinking, and he was just like mad amounts of yayo. And then
Guru they're talking about.
Yeah, okay. And again, really? I wasn't there. I didn't see this happen. This is what he told me. And because Guru now it's come to light. You know, he had mad issues with drinking and shit. You know what I mean? Old Guru, you know what I mean? Especially towards the end of his life, you know what I mean? So they said that he wouldn't leave the hotel room, man. They were banging the doors and all that stuff. And like, you know, he'd signed a
I ain't coming out, son.
Yeah, he'd signed a contract.
Sniffing lines and fucking bitches, yo.
Yeah. Again,
that's exactly what he was doing.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly what I'm doing.
And that's what I was doing in Amsterdam. You know what I mean? Amsterdam in
Brazil. Yeah. Brazil.
I'm just kidding. So now,
sniffing lines and fucking bitch Latinas, man. That's what I was doing. So, you know what I'm saying?
Drinking cervezas.
Cervezas.
But yeah, what was I saying? Fucking, yeah, so he wouldn't leave the hotel room. And so apparently they were like, look, we're going to call the feds. We're going to call the police. You know what I mean? Unless you come out now because, you know, they're going to arrest you for not fulfilling your contract, whatever, you're going to go to Brazilian jail and all this shit. And so until they threatened him with that, he finally came out. And that's why he was, you know, so late. And then also quite agitated as well when he came out. You know what I mean?
Already fuming, bro.
Yeah. So apparently that's how, you know, he started on his way to the venue. But, you know, obviously he fulfilled the contract, beat the shit out of someone on the front of the stage and then ducked off, man.
Got back on the mic. got his man in, ducked off.
Yeah, exactly, man. So, yeah, that was a bit mad.
Packed it, booked it, fucked off.
Yeah. I was in the venue was called the Fungisão Progresso. That was it. Something
only,
like the
you can
Progressive
only say that
Foundation.
If you're fluent.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, only cariocas can talk like that. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah. 100%.
All right, Theme, man. I'm done. Big up, big love. Listen, everybody listening in. Sorry, Theme. Unless you got anything else to add.
No, that's the. Sorry to everyone for it being the worst podcast of all time.
It's not, man. It's all love,
it
man.
This is the worst podcast of all time. We've got to be harsh on ourselves sometimes.
All right. Well, you know, I'm not being harsh. I think whatever. But next week we're gonna have Jazz Kahina on. If all goes well, we're gonna have Jazz Kahina, and we're gonna continue.
Is this next week? Is this the
our
Christmas thing?
Dungeons and Dragons saga. All right. I think if I remember correctly, obviously we'll be reminded next week. Talal will be the dungeon master, and I think at the end of the last Dungeons and Dragons graffiti Dungeons and Dragons. The ambidextrous wonder, and you're the culo.
Venezuelan culo inflator.
Venezuelan culo inflator, and what was Bombina? Bombino?
Bombina.
I think it was Bombino or Bombina. I can't remember. But Jazz Kahina's character was like a. Anyway, we were sat on the beach,
like a combat trouser wearing,
yeah, like
Dr. Martin boot or military boot kind of.
I think she's like
an
orc or some shit like that. Anyway, we'll be reminded of this next week at the beginning of the episode, and we'll continue the story. I think it ended last time on a cliffhanger. I think Graph pirates were coming.
The cliffhanger. Yeah.
No, it did. There was Graph pirates coming over the horizon. I remember. We just defeated Spanxy or whatever his fucking name was. We killed him, the bad guy, and Mayor Tenfoot bigged us up, and we were running a zoo, watching over the horizon, and then we saw some Graph pirates arriving. So we will see what happens next week on Arms House. Yeah, we decided to record that, but anyway. Much love. And that'll be ready just before Christmas, I think, that episode will drop.
I've got to be signing bare forms for the fucking visa and all a bit of munch. But these visa forms, whether you wouldn't believe it.
Bruv, do you get a Christmas break? Do you get a Christmas break? Like a little time to chill, yeah?
But okay. I'm talking about the fucking paperwork for the visa.
Yeah, I know.
It's untold amount of shit.
My mate Eddie went through that. He's Lebanese.
Every country where she's been in the last 10 years and the dates. Not the dates, but like the month and the year.
Crazy.
Last 10 years, bruv.
Crazy.
What they were for.
Oh, man.
Got to prove my relationship with her. Like, not just the marriage certificate. I think they want photos and shit.
Doesn't she have to do a quiz type thing?
English exam. She's had to do that.
That shit is difficult as well.
This is for 2.5 years, bruv. And you pay for the fucking NHS for the amount of time that the visa is. So the visa's 2.5 years. You got to pay for that. That's like 1900 quid, £2,000, 1900 quid. Mm. We might, you know, you're going to send, I'm going to send all the paperwork and then they might say, oh, we're missing this, we're missing that. And if you send more, it's like, it's like ridiculous. Yeah. It's about my kids. It's my kids. Mm-hmm. They've got all this shit. You know what I mean? Bare shit. You got to go with them. And I'm thinking, what the fuck is it? Of course, I have to do the whole thing.
You know what? I reckon just send her to Rwanda, man. Fuck it. Just dash her to Rwanda, man. Can't be bothered with this shit.
Get inside with Rishi.
Yeah, exactly.
Send them all to Rwanda. Send all the birds, who are doing us fucking our nuts.
Yeah. Just block her on everything and send her to Rwanda. Done.
But this year, it's been brilliant getting this and being able to afford the visa and then...
Mm-hmm.
We're getting the yard. It sounds like we're getting the yard, which is fucking amazing.
That'll be amazing for the new year, man. You know, looking up.
Where I'm going to be doing the podcast in a different yard, bruv.
Yeah, man. You got to set up a podcast studio in one of the rooms, man. No, I'm just kidding, man. But we'll do something.
There's not that many rooms.
Okay, fair enough.
There's not that many rooms.
Fair enough, brother. Listen,
it's better than this dog shit.
I'm done, man. I'm done. Party people, peace and love, man.
Very, Maddie's being very harsh to everybody.
Yeah.
But he's saying peace and love. It's a kind of self 50-50 peace and love.
Yeah, exactly, man. Fuck you guys. I'm out of here, man.
Fuck you guys. I'm out of here, man.
But peace and love to my brother Theme. Thank you, man. And
Don't apologize to me. Just remember that you've not only let yourself down, you've let the whole almshouse down.
Oh, man.
And we're not angry, we're just disappointed. Yeah.
Okay, I can live with that. I can live with that. Peace, bye. Your mum's house. Arms out to 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 your mum's house.
Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?